do?
Ugh. I always have such a good beginning!
What happened? You had it unmuted. You literally just had it. Did you hit the mute button?
I didn't touch anything. I did not touch anything. I just went live. Okay, welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. This is the extended season. Thanks to COVID. This is episode 39. It's your Wednesday night conversation. Let's talk about COVID numbers rising. Let's talk about Team Conway takes on Trump. And let's talk about your favorite national and Arizona COVID numbers and a closer look at current events, a weekend recap, and more. This is Let's Have a Fifi.
Literally 30 seconds before we went on the air,
I clicked unmute.
I have it. We're unmuted.
And then as soon as we went live, I realized after, because you have to realize, I'm looking at like several different things, making sure that we're on in every place, yada, yada, yada. And then boom, it like the meter wasn't moving. And it was like, I was like, oh shit. Have we been muted the whole fucking time?
I don't even understand how this happened.
Anyway. If anybody wants to volunteer to be a producer, I am more than okay with that. Okay? Okay. I got it. thanks for sticking with us, guys. This part is muted because we do have people that have been added to the list. Somebody that is added to the list has been... I guess his family has been urging people to let it be known for a while, and he sounds like such a nice guy that I wonder where do we fix things and how do we get them to justice? But let's take our moment of silence for, and I need to correctly say this, to our victims of police brutality, not just victims of police, but victims of police brutality. It's not coming up. I'm having a great night. Can you tell? So, we'll take the moment of silence. I don't have the black screen. We'll take the moment of silence. So, the one that I'm talking about is it Elijah?
I believe so.
The violinist that used to play for Cats?
Yeah.
That story, I've read it like three different ways, and either way, to me, it's giving me chills right now. Like, I can't...
So fucked up.
I can't understand that. So, we add him to the yelling out, we add him to the, what do I want to call it? The plan of action. We need to do better. And I understand, because I've been socially protesting, I guess, on Instagram. I have Black Lives Matter, Black Lesbians, Black everybody. But I still don't understand the people that haven't gotten the hint about, yes, Blue Lives Matter.
Blue Lives isn't even a fucking thing. That's a fucking choice. You don't get to
There's
no, like, that's not even a
thing. Don't jump on it yet. That's the answers I'm getting. Or All Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. I need all of these people to get off whatever they're on. And Ken and Karen... need to realize that this is bigger than them. And we'll talk about it. But welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. As you can tell, we get into all the topics. I'm trying not to cry because watching, there's like pictures of him with the violin and, anyway, I'm Felicia Fifi Minor, and Freddie Prinze Charming is having a circus party.
I am not having a circus party. Fuck you. I'm trying to make things not interest, like, not boring behind me. Throw up some fucking material and some fucking lights, god damn it.
Oh, is that what I need to do? I need to just...
Well, you already have a not boring background. I have either... My choices are either this, or you see the mess that is behind this. So I'm going to pretend that this is better than the mess behind it.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that. We are Arizona's longest running drag live stream. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. Share this episode with your friends, Kins and Karens, Little Guns and Big Guns. We'll talk about it. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. So hello, hello, hello. If you're on there, I'll stop by and say hello here in a minute after I get done with all the, you know, the happy stuff. Speaking of happy stuff, we are brought to you by Wigs of a Kind and The Burly Barber. Make sure you find them on Facebook. And if you're going to book an appointment with The Burly Barber, do it ahead of time, because they do not... I repeat, they do not accept walk-ins, and we don't know how long they will be open if the state decides to do what it was supposed to do in the
first place. Right. I'm like, now I feel like I need to get in real quick so I can get this, like, really short, because I have a feeling that it's going to happen, because this state is a shit show, but we'll talk about that later as well.
We are also supported by our Patreon supporters, Allison, Bestin, Brandon, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, and Sassy C. Diaz. We have 12 Patreon supporters, and you could be one of them, which would make 13, 14, count on. Support us on patreon.com. You can also support us tonight by going to... our virtual tip jar at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. That is all I am cooked up to be. I actually got a little bit of rest because I didn't have to work today.
So. What the fuck is that all about? How did you not have to work on a Wednesday? Who do I have to talk to? Because that's some bullshit.
Oh, they never give me days off, so I'm taking them. Okay, I'm taking them. Okay. We are taking them.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was, let's say, like, the last 1, 2, 3, 4 have been kind of like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. This one was kind of like chill, mellow. Let's see. I wrote all the things down because I never remember. Okay, so... On Friday, we had Shambrika Wise on the first ever Drag Story Hour Arizona author talk, which was pretty good. We talked about the book. We talked about, you know, things that she likes. And then on Saturday, we had very few people here to celebrate Emmy's birthday. We did not have the people that refer to, my house as a faggot party here at my house.
Wow.
Wow. So,
oh my.
Yeah. But we had, shout out to Sweet Niblets. That's what it said, right? Niblets?
I believe so.
In Phoenix, who I thought, you know, like, she said, oh, I make them out of my house. You know, like, you think, like, little...
Right.
Kitchen.
Right.
No, no, no. You walk in her living space, and then, like, you look toward the back, like, kind of... Let's just imagine, like, you go in somebody's living room, and then you, like, see the backyard. Instead of the backyard view, you see a commercial kitchen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I told you, I am dead serious. I am totally thinking about just ordering myself a fucking birthday cake. Because you know what? I can't do shit for my birthday this year. I will have to stay home because I don't trust any of y'all. Because everybody keeps doing stupid shit. So my birthday, which is in a couple weeks, I'm going to be sitting at home. So I'm going to order myself a nice fucking cake.
I told you.
I'm going to sit here.
I'm going to
eat a fucking cake.
I'm gonna throw things at your house.
A bitch, you can show up in my house if you want. You gonna stay the fuck outside.
So that was fun. She had a cute unicorn cake. I posted it on my Facebook.
I saw that. It was cute.
I am extra. So I got cookies too with unicorns on them that said 18. If anything, we are extra here. which I'm sad about because I can't be extra at your birthday because that's just rude, COVID.
That's all right. You were, from what I remember, my last birthday, you were relatively extra, but I don't remember a lot from my last birthday. I think you were performing and I'm sure you were wonderful.
Which would be a form of extra. So there right. You have it. So on Sunday, I think, I watched, just a whole bunch of movies. I watched The Uncomfortable Truth on Amazon. I don't know if
it's
on Netflix.
I watched it as well.
I don't know if it's on Netflix, but throughout the whole thing, I'm listening, I'm absorbing, and I had to text Freddie because I was like, what the shit? Did you guys know that Mississippi had not ratified the 13th Amendment until 2013?
Yay, Mississippi!
Okay, so everybody's shouting and praising that they're thinking about it's not official, let's just say that. They're thinking of removing the Confederate flag out of their state flag, thinking.
Right.
And they've been doing it for 10 years. Along those lines, they just ratified and abolished slavery in Mississippi.
Oh.
And I also found out that lynching is still legal in a lot of states.
Yes. Yep.
Including this one.
Mm-hmm. So. Trust me, we're going to get into some interesting history later.
And then, so that one was told, if I could be blunt, it was told by a white guy. And I thought, oh, this is going to be so boring, and it's going to be, like, told by a white guy.
No, but the reason he is telling the story, like, the whole thing
yes.
is, mm-hmm. it's brilliantly done. It's brilliantly done, and I yeah.
But he catches you from the beginning, because he's like, well, I want to tell my story. And you look at him, and you're like,
what the hell kind of White Lives Matter bullshit is this going to be? Like, yeah,
and then you learn that his mother went through this evolution on her own.
Brilliant. I was bawling at the end. I'm not going to spoil it for people, but I was bawling. I was like,
And there's one part when they're looking for something and they only find like remains of it. And I'm like,
right. Yeah, no, it needs to be watched. It definitely needs to be watched, for sure.
So many things clicked in my mind watching this.
Yeah.
Recommended. I watched the Black Panthers movie, the documentary, the really strong one that made me, like, really question a lot of things.
The one that I recommended before,
yes.
Yeah.
That one got me, like, questioning things that I see, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we still, oh.
It's exactly, it could have been made today. It could have been a documentary done last week.
Real? I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then I watched a beautiful film called The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Ooh.
It's almost that vibe but better done, of Moonlight. That's what I want to describe it as. But it's not like gay.
Right.
But it has that like vibe. It's so well done. It takes you places and you're like, what the hell am I watching? And then at the end you click it and you're like, I got it. So that was a good one. I also finished up the fundraiser. I think I finished that yesterday.
I think so. Something like that.
Are your animals having fun over there?
London is... I don't know what he's doing, but I'm waiting for literally everything on my kitchen counter to just come crashing down, so it's fine.
Oh, he's like, bitch, don't talk about me. I'm trying to be
sneaky. Right.
so we did raise $920, which beats the $200 that originally was the goal.
That's fantastic.
For brown girls do ballet, which, yes, thank you so much to all that participated in that. I'm grateful for that. Gretchen, what are you asking? Wait, what?
I think that's the Mississippi abolishing slavery.
Oh, yeah. True. I had to look it up. As soon as he said it, I was like, no way. And then I was like,
yep.
And then I like looked at like five other things and I'm like,
yep.
This can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
There's other states that did it.
Talk about dragging your fucking heels on something. Jesus.
So July is... How do you say the acronym? I know how to say it.
I don't know. I keep wanting to say BIPOC, but that's not...
So BIPOC.
It doesn't sound accurate. So I don't know if it's just BIPOC, because if I say BIPOC, it doesn't...
It sounds like bisexual...
Right, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound quite right.
So Black and Indigenous people, July is Black and Indigenous People of Color mm-hmm. Mental Health Month.
Yes.
I like the abbreviation. I wish I knew how to say it. Somebody tell me right away.
I think it's BIPOC.
BIPOC? Okay. For the first part of the month, I will be raising money for... Black Mental Health Alliance for Education and Consultation. I won't be saying that a lot. I will be saying Black Mental Health Alliance. As you know, we both are advocates for mental health. Both of us have witnessed people go through mental health issues and going through our own. So
I will always advocate for therapy.
Yeah.
I
encourage that you take care of yourself during these. I know that we're going back to being almost shut down, which we should practically be shut down. But I think self-care is number one. I think at least one day a week when you don't have the brain running at 100% or looking at monotony on Facebook is good for your brain, and that's what Sunday was. I watched Netflix and Prime Video instead of fumbling with my phone, except to text Freddie and be like, bitch, did you know? there are today I found out, there are so many free resources, and they're available to you until like the end of the year, because nobody knows when this is going to be over. And we all need to talk. We all need to express ourselves. Do something to let all this out. If it's not covered under your insurance, I promise you, there's an app. There's a foundation.
There's
lots of stuff out there. So I don't have the Flip the Switch video loaded. I just bummed
it.
I bummed it. Also vote. But let's... talk about your weekend.
I didn't do much, honestly. Sort of last minute, I got asked if I would be willing to be a part of a virtual pride thing that was being put on by March for Our Lives, which kind of partners with GLSEN a lot. as soon as I got roped in, I sent Teddy Michael a message, and I was like, hey, and mind you, this was like midnight on Thursday. I was like,
oh my
hey.
God.
So I got asked to do this. And they're looking for, you know, just good content. I was like, do you want to do our How to Be a Trans Ally workshop? So Teddy and I jumped in, on Saturday and did our workshop, which went over really well. I think people really, really enjoyed it. And we always get really good feedback on it, which makes me happy because it was kind of a labor of love, you know, to put together something that is informative and, you know, doesn't come across as like this militant, you know, you must be this, which we get a lot of feedback that says, well, every time we talk to somebody about how to be an ally, they get kind of like, rah, so we don't want to be that.
Or the me trans, you ally.
Right. Like it was really, like, you know, so we get a lot of really good feedback on it. So that makes us happy. And I like I said, I haven't really done anything. So I have though decided that I have a new COVID goal, which I am now growing out my mustache to try and do the whoopty curl thing, you know. I figure I don't have anything else to do and I'm not fucking leaving my house, so I may as well start experimenting with my facial hair, right?
Oh my god, there's so many costumes that you could do with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I may as well. So, I'm currently, and it's, there are, like, even though it's not that long, the ends already are trying to curl.
Oh.
So, it's already doing it on its own. So, I'm like, well, if I just grow it out, I'll just have to help it a little bit. So, keep an eye out for, like, you know, new and exciting facial hair things, because why not?
Are you getting, do you have a mustache wax?
No, not yet. It's on my list. It's on my list. I'll be getting it as soon as it's, like, long enough to be able to.
Do you have a preferred brand?
No, because I've never used mustache wax before.
Oh, so okay. Know. I'm going to ask. I know, like, three people I can ask. If you don't.
Like, if you have a hookup for mustache wax, I am all about it. I will promote their shit on the thing. Like, I will totally do that.
I will ask one person that I know probably makes it, but.
So, for those of you that don't know, Ripple Phoenix is one of the groups in town that advocate for sexual health and, you know, HIV testing and all sorts of stuff. They are out doing all sorts of things in the community, even now, still. Like, they are out giving out home HIV tests, condoms and things like that to, like, the bookstores and, you know, things like that with people that may be at a higher risk. And they're still out there doing all sorts of stuff. And every time I volunteer at Joshua Tree, AJ is there. He's one of the folks that works at Ripple with Jeremy. And he's always there Wednesdays volunteering and helping out. But they have this thing called Ripple Briefs where you sign up earlier in the week and they send you a package of all sorts of fun goodies and stuff. And like they send you free condoms, other goodies, you know, Ripple
Wait,
stuff.
You just kind of breeze past that. Let's show them.
Oh, yeah, no, you get, like, a dozen, like, you get, like, eight or nine condoms,
I
plus
got
some
like,
lube.
Okay, so I got this in here, and then I got a little pack that, you know, like, if you want to take it with you.
It's, like, it's really great. And they have the option to, if you want it, and they don't send it out to everybody unless you say that you want it, but they send you an at-home oral HIV test kit, which I think is absolutely fantastic, because one thing that we advocate for is knowing your status and getting tested, because it doesn't really matter what your status is, but knowing your status is important. So I talked to Jeremy, I was like, hey, send me one of these tests, and I'm going to go ahead and do it on the Fifi and show folks that it's easy, it's quick, and it's important. So, and it's no joke. Like, it's a big old box. It's called AuraQuick. And inside this box is this nifty little kit right here. And the kit has all the instructions, has all of it. It even comes with a pencil for you to be able to write down your time so you make sure that, you know, you're paying attention. So
why are you looking at me? God.
Oh, my God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this.
I have the same box. I didn't open mine. That's what I was asking you.
Oh, no. I thought you meant open all the stuff. No. No, I did open it because otherwise I'd be sitting for 20 minutes trying to open it.
Shut up.
It comes with, you've got the test tube and it's got the swab. And the instructions are really, really detailed to make sure that, you know, you do it right. There's even, and the lid of the thing here, there's a place for you to put the test tube and the swab for your test. It's really kind of cool.
It's got a nifty little drawer with it.
Yeah, it comes, everything that you need is in this little drawer. It's kind of cool. So we're going to do this real quick here.
Wait, which one do I take out first?
Well, if you take out the test tube, you can put the test tube in the container so it's being held. So here is, this is the little tube that has the testing liquid in it. And it's got a booklet and all sorts of stuff.
I'm just following along because, he told me to wait and I like literally waited. I didn't open anything.
Oh, whoops. Okay, well.
So,
what you do is you're going to take the top off the test tube holder, the test tube. You're
going to
place the test tube, but you got to be careful.
Oh, wait.
You want to stick it in the little holder thing here.
Oh, my God. This has got to be funny to watch me do this shit. Okay, so you open the test tube?
Yeah, open the test tube, and you're going to put it in the little thing, the test tube holder that's in the lid.
Oh, my God. I'm so clumsy. Don't let me do this.
You're gonna take the swab, mm-hmm. and it's a test stick. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna swipe the pad along your upper gums once and your lower gums once. That's it. Just one time on the top, one time on the bottom.
Doesn't matter.
Because it says if you do it more than once, it could affect the results. So it doesn't matter what you do. You just have to swipe it once on top and then once on the bottom. You'll put the test stick in the test tube, and you'll wait for 20 minutes. So we make pay attention to the time.
Now.
So 20 minutes, and then that should give you your time to read. So that's on the top, and then it's on the bottom.
And then stick it in.
And then stick it in.
Ooh, and that left my mouth all dry.
I know, it's like, yeah. And then just sit there. So it is 8:27. So at 8:47, we should have our results.
Who wants to be in charge of telling us the time? Because, you know, we get all wrapped up. Don't act like you know.
So at 8:47, somebody remind us.
Somebody's in charge at 8:47.
After 40 minutes, the test is invalid. So you want to make sure that you get it within that 20 to 30 minute time. So hopefully it works. We'll see if I did it right. If not, oops, sorry. So we're going to go ahead, and while we're waiting on that, we're going to move to my just the tip. Now, for this evening, I'm going to put this on.
Ooh.
Because, you know, they always say people look smarter with glasses.
I forgot about those.
So, listen. Okay, I'm smart because I'm wearing glasses. And because I'm smart
Lord.
At wearing glasses, you actually have to listen to me. So for my tip tonight, we're going to go ahead and take a history lesson. Yes. And there's something that there's a reason why this was triggered, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about, we're going to have a brief history lesson. So most of us know that, you know, around the country, various Confederate statues are being torn down. And some folks are not thrilled about history being erased. Now, here's the thing, is in Germany, Germans are aware that the Nazis are a part of German history. However, after World War II, all statues, all the visual stuff, everything,
exactly.
were taken down.
They
burned
that shit.
Everything, right, everything that was on buildings, whatever, it was all taken down. And it's currently illegal to display Nazi symbols. Why? Because they know that even though it was a part of their histories, the Nazis were shit people.
Excuse me. I just want to let you know that it's not illegal to have Nazi paraphernalia up here in the United States.
No, it is not illegal, as seen obviously by all the fucking Nazis.
Just want to let you know. Just let you know. Scary.
Whatever. So fucking stupid. So here, you know, there's a whole bunch of Confederate statues that are being taken down, including statues of Ulysses S. Grant.
Who?
And now people are talking about doing things with, like, the Lincoln Memorial and stuff like that. Now people are
slave owners?
Here's the thing. Now, people are being like, but why? You know, Ulysses S. Grant fought on the side of the Union, and Lincoln freed the slaves, and all this stuff. Now, here's the thing. Here's where this history comes in, and I need you guys to really listen.
Oh, are you going
to
tell them?
Because I literally had a conversation with somebody, and I say a conversation where they said something, and I'm like, well, here are facts, and they said, but wait.
Oh, I think I read this conversation.
This was on a friend's status. So, here's the thing. Yes, Ulysses S. Grant did fight for the Union during the Civil War. However...
But why?
Grant actually had a slave for at least a year.
Oh my God.
And his wife had legal ownership of several black people.
Oh my God.
He also instigated an illegal war on the Lakota people of the Black Hills used federal force to push Native people onto reservations and slaughtered the buffalo they relied on for food.
But
the
it's natives, history. Excuse me, it's history.
Natives actually experienced some of the worst massacres and grossest injustices in history while Grant was in office. So you can't be like, oh, but, no. So, yeah, okay, he fought on the side of the Union, but he was also a really shitty person and did things that were extraordinarily racist and really, So, and people just want to ignore that, though. They just want to be like, well, but, And then that brings us to Lincoln. Now, here's
good
the thing
old Lincoln. Good old Lincoln. Oh, here we go. Now,
when it comes to Lincoln...
What'd he do?
Now, yes, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation and he freed the slaves. However, in a speech that he made in Illinois in 1858, he said, and this is a direct quote from the speech, "I will say then that I am not, nor have ever have been, in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the black and white races. That I am not, nor ever have been, in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them hold office, nor to intermarry with white people. And will say, in addition to this, that there is a physical difference between the white and black races, of which I believe I will forever forbid the two races living together on terms of social and political equality. And inasmuch as they cannot so live while they do remain together, there must be the position of superior and inferior, and I, as much as any of man, am in favor of having the superior position assigned to the white race."
Now.
So, here's the thing. He was against slavery as an institution, but not necessarily its black victims. That's the whole thing, is that as an institution,
so let them
he was
be
like,
free.
Okay, well, slavery kind of sucks, but then you kind of...
Let them be free for a minute. But they ain't... Don't let them.
He was also very vocally opposed to Negro citizenship.
Citizenship?
And let's not forget that after the Sioux Uprising in 1862, he took it upon himself to hang 38 natives as reprisal. Oh. As a, don't do that again.
Oh,
because
I gotta
you
get
see,
that.
After this happened, we're going to go ahead and make sure that you learn your lesson. So I'm going to pull 38 of your men and I'm going to hang them just for shits and giggles.
Oh, my God.
And... He and his wife also benefited greatly from the sale of slaves from the Todd Holdings. Remember, his wife was Mary Todd.
Lord.
So, he also believed, and this was actually in the early drafts of the Emancipation Proclamation. This was actually written in until he removed it, because you know. He actually believed that colonization was the best solution to slavery. And in that, what he meant was he wanted to move all the blacks to Africa. Liberia, actually. He said that given the differences between the two races and hostile attitudes of white people towards black people, that it would be better for us both, therefore, to be separated. So his idea was like, okay, well, we'll free everybody, but then we'll also just take everybody and move them to Liberia, because why the fuck not, right? What people need to remember and what people
often
choose
forget.
To forget and just want to ignore is that the entire country was literally founded on the ideals of white supremacy. And so this whole conversation started when a friend of mine posted something that had to do with white privilege, and one of his friends jumped on and was like, "All right, so this is my fault now too." And somebody was like, "But Ulysses S. Grant and Lincoln—they were good people. They did this." And I was like, "You need to learn your fucking history, and not just the whitewash history that Texas wants you to learn."
So partially, it could not be their fault.
Ah, but here's the thing, though. That's bullshit, because when presented with facts, when I said, well...
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that ignorance is promoted in our schooling.
But, again, here's the thing.
I didn't know...
Here are facts. This is what people have said. This person literally said, who was deciding to argue about whether or not Ulysses S. Grant was a good person, was like, oh, so you're going to take their words and their deeds as, like, and make that bigger than, you know, this? And I'm like, yes, I'm going to take their words and their deeds. It's called fact. And what I keep thinking in my head is, like, the person that tries to gaslight, and they're like, what, are you going to believe your own eyes, or are you going to believe what I'm telling you? So you're not going to believe these facts that I have given you, but you're going to believe this whatever the fuck. Like, you, I can't.
So I can't. There's a lot of that going on. And sometimes I see things and I'm like, oh, ooh, I got to remove myself. Got to remove myself because, you know, I'll slip into a conversation and be like, look, A, B, and C just happened. And, like, nobody knows that Mississippi just abolished slavery, like, less than 10 years ago, bro.
Right.
I'm like...
Everybody really needs to watch The Uncomfortable Truth on Amazon, like, literally. And to put things in perspective, this country is barely 200 years old. Like, let's be real.
And we barely gave women rights. We barely gave black people rights.
Right. Like, to put things into context, like, this is really recent history. Like, very recent history. Like, this is not, like...
And tell me to get over it. Tell me one more time to get over it. Tell
Christ. People need to stop telling people to get over it, because...
Tell me, why are you protesting? They arrested them. It's for more than that.
There's I've been black all my life. Like, there's more issues. It's not just about one thing or one person or whatever. This is stuff that has been going on. This is the foundation of this country, and ignoring it isn't going to make it go away, and people are done with ignoring it. And that's the whole thing, is that people have been ignoring it for way too fucking long, and I think people are done. People are fed up, and people really are expecting more and expecting better.
Oh, I wish I remember the quote from that guy, the main guy, I don't remember his name right now, but it is almost like the children's book that you read a couple weeks ago. It's like the black and the white side of the story. But in a way, this guy went, and you can tell he's like heartbroken at some of the stuff that he learned about, like, his... I don't want to give it away. But there's one thing in there that... there's a friend of his that he... in the beginning, he says, I don't trust white people. I never have trusted white people, or something like that.
He said, I have no reason to like white people.
Yeah,
that... He said, I've never had a reason to like white people. There's another gentleman. Not the gentleman who's telling his story. Another... It was a black gentleman that was like, I never had a reason to like white people.
Yeah. And so he explains, like, how deep this is buried in our system. And when you hear him say it out loud, almost as a black person, I feel like I've been gaslighted myself. Does that make sense?
For sure.
There's so many things that I'm unlearning in the last month or so. There's so much time that I have spent trying to explain myself to people that I have to, like, go back and check the facts to make sure that I'm telling them the right thing, because I believe this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Hell, I found out Mississippi. That still astonishes me, sorry. But people, back to the point that I'm making, is that, yes, in history, I've read about Greek mythology, I've read about all these things. I love history. To a point where I know where to look, where y'all aren't looking, to make sure that I know that I'm saying the right thing.
Oh, I'm a massive history buff. Like, I dig through all sorts of stuff. So,
And if you come at me with a history fact that I don't know about, I will still go back and be like,
"Oh, I will check shit." You know, if someone says, "Well, blah blah blah," this, I'm gonna be like, "That doesn't sound entirely accurate."
But as far as things being removed historically, throughout time, things have been moved, or removed as different populations take over, as different, as populations evolve, as they go through a renaissance, as they go through, a dark age. I mean, there is so much that we've covered up, that we've burnt down. I know a couple years ago people were, I was upset that the church was burnt down in France, but that stuff happens. It has happened before us. You only know more about it because we can instantly click, get it. Yeah. And everybody in the world knows about it in less than an hour. So, but these things happen. For me, when I see things, in Arizona we have a Confederate statue that has been debated on for years, since I got here, in 2004. So, we have things. We need to find out what are those things and why are they important and remove them or replace them with better things. Because
here's the thing is nobody is saying ignore history. It's about learning from history. It's about being like, oh, okay, well, this was really shitty, so maybe we shouldn't have things up that like celebrate this shittiness. It's no one is saying erase history, but have the right history.
Yes, Gretchen. Gretchen says things are removed at the powers that be convenience. Yes, right. And that is true. Because if Doug Ducey got off his little high horse, we'll talk about him in a minute, he would do things and remove things and would have made a decent effort to address the people of Arizona about the things that are happening around the country and in Arizona. But he didn't. So, that's my piece. As far as statues being removed, they can be put in, we've done that before. They can be put in, like, the Smithsonian. They can be put in different stupid
places.
Put
them in museums. That's what museums are there for.
And
literally, that's what the museums were there for.
I know for a fact that private owners buy them all the time.
Like, how many controversial things are in museums? So, like, this is something else. It's a side note. But as far as, like, censoring art and censoring movies and censoring things, I don't think we should censor them. Everything has its place because it's about recognizing the way things are done in the past and recognizing our past and learning from the past. It's like, it's things
Speaking
that...
of learning
that,
from the past, why haven't we learned from... 100 years ago, that
was hiding it and censoring it doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no reason to, especially when it comes to art and things like that. There's no fucking reason to censor it. It's recognize that it's there and learn about it, learn from it, because an art is, you know, any kind of art, whether it's a statue, whether it's a painting, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, it's always, you know, it reflects the thoughts of the time. It reflects the you know, it reflects the thoughts of the civilization,
yeah,
of the community. And it's nobody is saying that we're going to ignore it or, you know,
well,
pretend it didn't happen. It's about recognizing that this is a part of our history and that we learn from it. And that's the whole thing. I think people are just fucking stupid. I don't know.
They glorify whitewashed versions of history at the expense of Black and Indigenous cultures.
And that's what happens when you have Texas that's in charge of all the
a museum. Michelle says a museum that teaches racist history of the U.S. See, there's this thing, and it happens throughout our culture where we glorify instead of telling the truth.
Right.
So I technically work in PR. There are folks that I work with, not in my close circle, but in my industry, that will, what we call, fluff. And then we have other of us that stick to facts because we know what has happened, what these are the results. Oftentimes, you all are fed, I notice it on TV all the time. You guys are fed fluff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like for years, Coke, you know, that stuff. Doctors saying it's okay to smoke. And then we turn out, oh no, it's not okay to smoke, we're gonna die. I mean,
really?
This is happening all the time. So I really encourage to indulge yourself in finding out the facts about what you want to know more about. I will say, if you do dive into, like, food and stuff, you will...
Jesus Christ, cat!
Oh my God.
My cat is gonna just pull everything down. My cat is just gonna... Everything's just gonna come crashing down. It's fine. We have 1 minute. It is 8:46.
Thanks, Francis. Oh my God. Francis is on it.
Along the lines of that, let's take a closer look at current events. We got your local COVID-19 update.
Oh, what are we at now? What are we at now? All right. I can't wait.
So again, we always put things in perspective. I guess it is about time to check now. So
what does
super
mean?
Easy.
What does
mean? It tells you, so it's very clear on the instructions. It says a negative result is if there is one line, you have two little things. If there's one line, you're negative. If there are two, they recommend additional testing. Which it doesn't necessarily mean it's a positive test, but you know, obviously things, there's always a margin of error. So if you have something that indicates that you might be positive, they always recommend additional testing. I have one line as well. I don't know, you probably can't even see it, but I have one line, which means I'm negative, but that was super easy. How easy was that? So that just proves that there's no reason to not know your status.
There you go.
All it takes is literally a really quick test, 20 minutes, and you don't even, like, you just set your alarm and there you go. Remember, it's not, you know, what your status is, it's knowing your status. That's the important part. So, anyway, COVID-19. We are... Again, we talk about perspective here. So April 4th was almost exactly 3 months ago now. All right, that was when we first really started reporting on cases. April 4th, we had 2,000 cases and 50 deaths. Remember, that's almost exactly 3 months ago. It's not even July 4th. So we're almost at 3 months. As of today.
Tell them.
We have currently 84,139 cases.
How many?
84,139 cases. Ugh. And 1,722 deaths.
Ugh.
Last week, we had 54,974 cases and 1,463 deaths. So we have almost 30,000 cases in a week. And about 300 more deaths.
Oh.
So my question is it your problem yet? The highest increasing numbers are in ages 20 to 44. Not the elderly. Not the folks that you would think would be most at risk. We are talking about people that are my age, that are Felicia's age, that are your age.
21.
Okay. So I want to throw a couple of quotes at you guys. This was something that was said to somebody.
Oh, let's do a guess who.
Right? Yeah. This was something that was said to somebody, and I have the screenshots. I have receipts because before they blocked me, I grabbed this shit.
Oh, shit!
So... about a month and a half ago, someone in the community said that they were concerned because they were immunocompromised, and you know, anytime they went out, you know, they said they were concerned because there were too many folks that weren't wearing a mask. And someone said, and this is a quote, "Arizona is open and should be enjoyed by all. And someone being willing to put others' lives at risk is not a problem. That's something you personally take issue over. However, it is not a problem. Move on." I want to point out that was said not from a right-wing fanatic.
Wasn't said
that
by
is
me,
something
bitch.
That someone, a leader in our community, said. So I'm wondering...
is that person feeling the same way now?
This person thinks it's their problem yet, or if it's still the other person's problem, if it's still not their problem, because we will hit 100,000 cases by my birthday. We will hit 100,000 cases by my birthday. At what point does it become our problem? If it wasn't, you know, if it's not their problem a month ago, is it their problem yet? At what point do we take responsibility for the fact that not wearing a mask and not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing is putting everybody else's lives at risk?
Also, don't. I'm selling the mask, but don't put "it's too hot for mask" in my DMs.
That's bullshit. Bullshit.
Can I do a plug? Mine are very lightweight. They're 2-ply, which are the ones that have been tested with the cough test on BuzzFeed, on like Washington Post. 2-ply. Make sure it's 2-ply. You know, get you.
Honestly, at this point, anything is better across your face than nothing.
And like, some of y'all don't wake up looking good. Let's just cover it.
There are some days where I'm looking at myself and I'm like, oh God, my face is terrible. I have to go to the store. And I'm like, oh, no one's going to see it. It's fine. I just put a mask on.
They just see your eyes. That's fine.
I no longer want to hear anybody's fucking excuses. There was a girl who actually, she was on TikTok and she actually did an experiment where she's like, I have asthma. I have other issues. And she's like, and I have to test my oxygen. She has a pulse oximeter, a pulse ox thingy that tests
I know which one you're talking about.
The oxygen level. So what she did is she's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and put this on my finger. She's like, look, I have this on my finger. It's showing at 99% oxygen with no mask. Let me put this, and she tries with 3 different masks, and she shows that the fucking oxygen, I didn't fucking change. So shut the fuck up and wear a fucking mask. I'm tired of it. I don't want to fucking hear it anymore.
The one thing that I will be concerned with, because, and I've had this problem, is I've started to break out in areas around where the mask lies.
I started breaking out as well. However, I would rather deal with that.
No. I'm not saying don't wear a mask. Don't twist me up. Okay. What I'm saying is, when you get home, make sure you wash your face. Also, when you wash these, don't put fabric softener in it. Do not put fabrics. Imagine what you're doing is putting fabric softener. Oh, I'm upside down.
Right.
But putting fabric softener on your face, and it's sitting and it's moving and it's getting absorbed into your pores. So. Generic.
I got Bone and Basil. I actually got this like a face steamy thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm excited.
Oh, you
to,
getting stuff? You know, you need my address.
I can bring you some. I have enough for whatever. And what it is? Hang on, I actually have it right here.
You just got everything up
this
there.
It's like a face steamy thing. So you put it in a bowl with like boiling water. You put your face over it. It steams up. And then you can actually strain it and use the water as like a toner.
For later.
So it's, you know, so I will split this and I will bring some to you over the weekend for sure.
Oh my God. I could have a self-care day.
Remember, go check out Bone and Basil. Go check them out. Because yes. So let's see. So Governor Ducey decided that we needed to close gyms, tubings, and movie theaters, which weren't even fucking open.
We hadn't opened them yet, but okay. Well, gyms were. What about the, restaurants,
Casinos are still open, and they're actually thinking about reopening. Bingo, yay! Restaurants are still open for dine-in, even though there's an increasing number of restaurants that are reporting employees who have tested positive, but that's totally fine. Totally fine. For those of you that weren't aware, Pence was in town today. I don't know if, did you watch any of his speech?
Who?
Oh my God. So, I was brushing my teeth earlier, and I caught, it was about 5 minutes of his speech, and it was about all I could handle. He was sitting there, and it was literally, the first part of it, he kept telling Ducey how he was doing an amazing job, how Arizona flattened the curve early, and basically said, thank you so much for licking our assholes.
Is he blind?
I was like, I don't think they read. They don't like facts, so they weren't paying attention to the facts. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. You guys are good. You know, it's going to be fine. But yay, you guys are doing an awesome job. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Fucking kidding me. It was the biggest bunch of horse shit I have ever fucking heard. He was literally telling Ducey that they love him in Washington because he was so busy licking their assholes. I was brushing my teeth and I literally choked. I was like, are you what?
Wow.
He's like, don't worry, we're going to send you guys some help. Wow. I'm like, you're going to send us... cool. Personally, I think Ducey should resign, and I think that more people need to start calling for his resignation, like, hardcore. Like, legitimately. Mm-hmm. This is an issue. We are almost at 100,000 people that are sick, and we are pushing 2,000 Arizonans that have died.
Vote.
And Ducey ain't doing shit.
Vote.
Not a goddamn thing.
Vote.
So, vote, and for God's sakes, there is a petition out there. Fucking sign it. Sign the petition for Ducey to fucking resign because he's a fucking twat who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing because he has his lips so far attached to Trump's asshole that he doesn't even know what he's doing. But he got the kudos he wanted. He got Trump saying, "Atta boy, there you go. Thank you for sucking our dicks in Washington."
Oh my God.
That's all he wants.
Oh my God.
Oh, and Felicia Gretchen says that your goodie bag is coming.
Oh, good. I was looking at her. I was like, You need my address, girl? You need my address?
But I can still split this with you. I just put, I totally forgot.
What?
So happy birthday to me. I had to put new fucking tires on my car.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I forgot about it, too. I think I blocked it out. My fucking birthday's coming up. I was going to do other things other than spending all this fucking money on my tires. But now I have tires and I don't have anywhere to go. So I have no problem driving to Mesa to bring you some of this because I may as well use these fucking tires that I just spent all this fucking money on.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, no, let me come to you. No, let me drive. No, let me do, like, oh, I have to go to the store. Let me drive to Mesa because why the fuck not? Like, ugh.
Well, before we get out of here, one thing that I find fabulous and hilarious is that, what is her name? Conway. I posted it on the Let's Have a Fifi.
Kellyanne Conway's daughter. Yeah. Kellyanne Conway's teen daughter.
I think I block out people that I don't want to know. I think my brain does that. It's like, anyway, as you know, she was the lady that thinks that you can get... You know, like, we can spy on people in their microwaves.
Right, and we're talking about alternative facts, too. She was the one that started that alternative facts.
Yeah. So, her teenage daughter is on TikTok and encourages... She didn't say anything. You have to notice that. She legally did not say anything. But on her TikTok, it says, "Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, we, like, gave one star to, like, Trump resorts and Trump restaurants and et cetera, et cetera." And I said, I may have left a review last night.
I don't understand how Kellyanne Conway's husband can stand it. First of all, I couldn't stand her because she's dumb as a box of fucking rocks. second, he's very, like, he's a conservative, but he's very anti-Trump. So...
And apparently, he's very intelligent.
Kellyanne is the only person in her fucking household that's like, "Yay, Trump!" Everybody else is like, "Are you fucking stupid?"
Yeah, see,
like,
that's
what the fuck.
I don't know. She's a tax write off at this point. So if you feel the nerve to follow these, I'm not legally telling you that you can or cannot do this, but if you decide to. I would personally start another alias so that it's not your name, because, you know, in case he gets all, like...
Well, I mean, it's too late at this point anyway. If you have a microwave, you're already done for. I have not had a microwave in over 10 years, so I am sick.
I have. I've been cooking it.
You're fucked. You're totally fucked. They already know you. Like, they've already spied on you. They already know everything. I'm safe, though. So, when it comes down to it, if anybody needs a safe house, I'm good because I don't have a microwave, so they're not spying on me.
Oh, real? Oh. Just send them your address right now.
Listen, bitch.
let's see. There was something else on the Facebook page, but it's not loading for me. So, anyway, but if you look on the Let's Have a Fifi page, I posted a whole bunch of stuff this week that you cannot believe happened in the headlines. Mississippi late to the plate, but going to be one of the last states, I think they are the last state, to remove the Confederate flag from their statehood. And
their state flag, yep.
It's very interesting how they're kind of like, we told the world now. That's what it feels like to me. They're not just like, oh, we designed a flag. Make sense? Does that make sense? Get it?
No.
Because remove. And our state, Arizona, hasn't addressed anything of the nature, so...
Well, of course not. Again, because fucking Douchey has his...
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Ken and Karen. Ken and Karen came out when peaceful protesters were going to... what city was this? I'll have to open it. The point being, they were going to their local mayor, his house, I think, and yes, letting them know that, hey, we're in your face. We need this to be taken care of. We need to be taken seriously. They didn't say anything. You watch these countless videos, because, you know, everybody's got a phone now, and they're not saying anything. They're not doing anything, but Ken and Karen come out with a little mini pistol or whatever.
It's like, yeah, a little mini gun and an AK-47.
Yeah, and so...
Or an AR-5.
I ask you this, and many people have posted this online. Many white people were mad. If somebody came out on that lawn in a private gated community and they were black doing that, would they have been arrested, Jesus, shot, or killed? Tell me.
And what's even worse, though, is if you look at them, they have no idea what the fuck they're doing. They have no idea.
Like, and she's holding the gun, so...
They have no idea how to hold the gun. At one point, he's sitting there with his AR-15 pointed directly at the fucking wife, because you're a dumbass. Like, are you really? Yeah, that it's... Like, that's even scarier. People that don't know what the fuck they're doing with guns are more... are even more scary than people that actually know what they're doing and have a gun. Like, Oh, my God.
Thank you for contributing to the fundraiser. Hold on, I'm waiting for this to load. But I believe that one of them is a lawyer, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
I don't mean to shoot Miss Facts. So it was in St. Louis. It was a couple that pointed at a crowd of protesters because they wanted to have their mayor resign. And this is on the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
There's full video of it on the Washington Post, like a little 30-second video, and like protester, like there's like a white guy like yelling at them because he's one of the protesters and saying, "You guys are like dumb," and you know, like it. Let's see. They also made headlines. Their names are Patricia and Mark McCloskey.
McCloskey, yeah.
They made headlines 2 years ago, because they raised the curtain. They're dumb. I'm just reading all the fanciness that they like to put in these articles. But they were standing outside on their front lawn, just yelling and pointing guns at peaceful protesters who are saying little to nothing to them. Ken and Karen, have a seat. Stop typing All Lives Matter on the computer and have a seat. Educate. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's awful. Many people have gone now to their websites and complained about their racism on their employer or self-employed websites. So I have seen so many videos. That just seems to be one of the ones that has hit the headlines. But I saw a video the other day of somebody yelling out slurs, and I'm thinking, why?
Yeah, it's...
This is becoming... And there was a picture of a woman in Michaels that was, like, practically yelled at because she didn't have a mask on, black woman. And then she takes a picture, and she's standing in front of a white couple, and they don't have masks on. So, I know that some people are blind to this, And sometimes I don't even notice when people are doing weird and crazy things around me. But this, we are living in an age where everybody has a camera, where everybody can take a video, where everything you say can be recorded.
Yep.
Fact. Don't stand too close to your microwave.
I told you I'm safe. I don't have one.
So, yeah, I just want you guys to, and I'm still going on with the Black Lives Matter. I may not have the forefront to be out there and be out on the front lines, but I will let people know when I see things on their Facebooks or their Instagrams. I have deleted a lot of people, and I have made a huge effort to find more Black creatives. And I don't mean just drag. I mean, like just this morning,
general,
I found like two illustrators that were doing kind of like a show like ours, but they were talking like about illustration and stuff. So I'm pushing through, but I'm going the other way, I think. I think I'm going the way where I need to find more people like me and support them and push them to be better people so that we, as a people, BIPOCs, can be stronger people, because at this point, it's okay to be just this outrageous, radical white person for some reason, and nobody's saying anything. But when we,
so it's because it's white privilege. That's why.
It's all
based in privilege. It really is.
Yeah. So I encourage you, or this week, whatever. I encourage you to watch The Uncomfortable Truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon. I know it's on Amazon. I'll look it up to see if it's on Netflix or something else. But
find a bootleg copy somewhere. Find something.
I mean, but I'm sure you can find. I started following his mom's foundation. So there's ways to find all this stuff. So
yeah.
I encourage you to do that. Support local Black organizations or national Black organizations. That's okay. That's a step forward. I can't tell you what's okay and what's not okay. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, it's a step in the right direction. We need to be doing better. And for me, it's getting kind of eerie because you don't hear that much about it anymore. We hit July and it just...
I think it's hard. I think people are still trying to speak and still trying to be heard, but I think a lot of people are tired, especially the BIPOCs, especially the Black folks. I think people are tired, and it's not that they're just like, okay, well, we're done now. I think it's just people are tired, and it's, you know, it's hard. And I know the momentum needs to keep going. But I know that also if you need to take a mental break, take a mental break, because that's important too, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Where do we want
to have any gigs coming up? Anything? What do we got? July 5th. A bunch of us are involved in the COVID relief benefit for the Navajo Nation. It was put together by Lucinda Holiday and Justin Deeper Love in Tucson. There's a whole bunch of entertainers that got together for that, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
And then July 17th, which is actually my birthday.
Never heard of it.
Gonna, virtual Kings of Arizona show, which is happening on Eddie Broadway's Twitch.
I can bring you a cake, and you can eat it and watch the virtual show.
Could be just the virtual show. I'd be like, Eddie, I'm going to go ahead. This is my birthday, so we're just going to sit here and watch me eat cake.
Oh, my God. I could bring it to you, like, this week or the next week.
No. Ew, so it's going to sit around for a week?
Yeah, you can eat stale cake.
Ew, fuck that noise.
I'm working on something that I don't want... I'll talk to you about it after, but I don't have a date for it yet. I don't have a date.
Okay.
And I might have caught the show director bug.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I was trying to stay away from it. Ugh.
I don't know.
I also have ideas about Spotlight, but...
Oh, I have a couple ideas as well, so... Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later. But we have some guests coming up. I think next week or the week after, we have the Emperor coming. The Emperor of the Imperial Court of Arizona, Carrington Hall Dubois. I have not rescheduled with Nikki Knowles yet, our Empress. But we'll work on it. We'll work on that. That's about it. But we are brought to you by Wigs of a Kind. You can find them on Facebook, or you can find Marissa Sanchez, or you can find us, and we will direct you. I have invited a lot of people to that page, so if you have not liked that page, it's your fault. I also invite people to the Burly Barber, and if you need your hair did before the pandemic takes over again, you better book your appointment before.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to do that.
Yeah, I just thought about that. I better do it too.
Hey, Marissa's birthday's on the 18th. Heyo.
Oh wow, wonderful!
Happy birthday to us! Yeah.
Is this Cancer?
Yep.
Cancer season. And then we like to thank the people that support us on Patreon. You can support us today at patreon.com/letshaveafifi. You can also tip us if you so choose at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Be sure to like this episode, subscribe, and share it with your friends.
People who love douchey, people who don't like facts, we like those people too.
Yeah, they're amazing. Not. subscribe to us as a podcast. You can listen to us on Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and more. And thanks for following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you don't, you should. Thank you to all of you who are watching live and to those that watch on the replay. If you've watched this far on the replay and haven't fast-forwarded past any of me, thank you. we will see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi.
Good night.